Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
USA Live with your host, John Edgley.
Tonight on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, shame, shame, shame on the credit bureaus, says the Federal Trade Commission, as they release a report saying millions of consumers' credit reports have mistakes. Before you apply for credit, make sure that you listen to tonight's show. Brace yourself, America, and everyone around the world. This is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Let's do this. America's number one credit show, Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. And I am your host, John Anchley, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio every Thursdays at 6 p.m. Once again, we are joined by a very special guest co-host, Robin. Say hello to America and everyone around the world, Robin.
Hello, around the world.
Around the world. We're heard everywhere.
We are.
That's right. And, you know, it's funny because people say, are y'all really the number one show? Google us. Type in Credit Talk Show. Right now I'm doing it. Out of 181 million people looking for Credit Talk Show, we are the first thing that pops up.
That's amazing.
That's because that's how good we are.
That's right.
That's not how good the credit bureaus are, though, says the Federal Trade Commission. And you know me, I don't really rely on a lot of what the Federal Trade Commission says anyway. However, they are accusing the credit bureaus of over 42 million mistakes on consumers' credit reports. Now, most of you may not know how important a credit report is. We're going to explain it on today's show. Also coming up on today's show, by fan request, we are going to be playing yet another single off of Credit Talk USA's Artist of 2012, the amazing OTEP. We have received a lot of emails. Is this really her last album? We're going to discuss that in a little bit more detail. Also, she's going out on tour, and last time she was on tour, we were very honored to be able to give away tickets to the shows. But do we get this honor on this tour? We'll tell you the name of the tour. We'll tell you some tour dates. So stay tuned, all you OTEP fans. Now let's get to today's show. Okay, On Monday, the Federal Trade Commission study of the U.S. credit reporting industry found that 5% of consumers' credit reports had errors on them. That's one out of three, Robin.
Wow.
Of the three major credit bureaus. That could lead to them pay, that could lead to a consumer paying more for products such as auto loans and insurance.
Right. So, your insurance costs now are based on your credit report. That's unbelievable. When you apply for insurance, they pull your credit report.
They pull your credit report for just about anything.
Yeah, but they didn't used to do it for auto loan, I mean for insurance.
They pull it for life insurance now too.
Yeah, it's amazing that your credit can, I mean, anybody should be able to get insurance without having to have a good credit rating.
Well, I mean, I guess they think maybe if, maybe they just think that if you're going to, you know, keel over and die, they want to see your credibility of your credit report.
I guess so. So, John, how can you go about getting your credit report looked at?
Well, the main thing that everyone needs to do is stay tuned to the show, because coming up in 4 minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a credit report absolutely free.
You mean not tricked into thinking it's free?
Exactly. Because that's what a lot of people get, is tricked, like freecreditreport.com. It is not free.
No, it is not. I know.
All right, so let's get back to this. Overall, the congressional mandated study, so Congress actually asked the Federal Trade Commission to do this study, so this can't be good for the credit bureaus. It was mandated study on credit report accuracy found that one out of five consumers had an error, or at least one out of three credit reports. That's just amazing to me. These are eye-opening numbers, excuse me, live show, for American consumers, said Howard something weird, director of the Federal Trade Commission Bureau of Economics. I'm not going to read his long-ass title. The results of the first-of-a-kind study, it has made it clear that consumers should check their credit reports regularly. No shit, Sherlock. If they don't, then they are potentially putting their pocketbooks at risk. That's very true, too. The study, in which participants were encouraged to use the Fair Credit Reporting Act process to resolve any potential credit report errors, also found that one in four consumers identified errors on their credit reports that might affect their credit scores. One in five consumers had an error that was corrected by a credit reporting agency after it was disputed, or at least one of their three credit reports was corrected. That's not saying all of them were, which is the way it should be, because the way the law reads, Robin, is that you are able to dispute anything on your credit report that you believe is inaccurate. And if they don't respond, it's supposed to be deleted. What's the sad thing about this is that there are people that have been working for one of the major credit bureaus called Experian, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more later in the show, say that they don't even investigate the disputes. When you send those disputes into their P.O. box, they actually go to Asia.
Oh, my gosh.
Or India. So, when
so they don't look at them?
No. Mm-hmm. And we'll go over, and who do you think they rule in favor of if the consumer says, yes, the information is correct? And think about this. What type of verification process do you think they have to go through? It's pretty amazing. So we're going to talk about that here in the coming minutes, too.
Great. Good.
Slightly more, then we're going to get back to this article. This is from the Federal Trade Commission's website, by the way. Slightly more than 1 in 10 consumers saw a change in their credit score after the CRA's modified errors on their credit report. And approximately 1 in 20 consumers had a maximum score change of more than 25 points, and only 1 in 250 consumers had a maximum score change of more than 100 points. What that means in layman's terms, there's a bunch of screwed up errors.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really sad about this is because this affects you. This affects you. You were talking about insurance. Okay, insurance is bad, but what about getting a house?
Yeah.
What about getting a car?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pretty soon they're going to pull your credit before you can get on a damn airplane.
Well, I've had my credit report pulled and had ex-husband's credit stuff on there and stepsons, and just I don't know how it got linked to mine, but it was wrong. It was, you know, a lot of errors.
Well, first of all, I don't believe in credit anymore anyway. You know, I used to run one of the largest credit repair companies in the world. I don't say that. The government does. But the thing is that, like, I'm a junior, and if you don't put junior or your, you know, whatever, if you're a second or third or whatever, that will affect you in what you're doing.
Right.
And so you've got to be careful and make sure that you...
Even just the same last name or the same address, it gets stuck on yours.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the thing is that you've got to be proactive in making sure before you apply for credit, you look at your credit report. And like Robin was just telling you, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of your credit report, how often you should look at your credit report, and what you should look for. And, hey, how about those companies out there that tell you, hey, don't worry about it. We'll take anything off your credit report. We'll guarantee you it. We'll tell you what we think about those companies. All right, now we need to take a break. And as we go to break, this is Philip Phillips, the current reigning American Idol. Love this guy. It's called Home. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to join the show, you can call 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. Now, if you're listening to the show archive, don't call that number because it won't work. However, if you want to win maybe a free OTEP CD, stay tuned and we're going to tell you how to do it. Once again, here's Philip Phillips. We'll be right back. I'm going to make this place your
car. You don't pay your bills.
I pay my bills. Swipe it one more time. Nothing wrong with that card.
Randy, go get a debit
Sandy.
Card.
Sandy?
Yep. That's un nombre de una mujer.
Yo soy Sandy. Hoy, mi nombre es Sandy.
I bet that was hurtful, wasn't it?
Hurtful.
Exceeded the credit limit. I used the card for coffee and gas.
Florida.
Right beyond water sports? Never heard of it. I'm in Colorado. We don't have beaches. You know, we're landlocked.
Madison, you missed your court date in Florida 3 days ago.
I've never even been to Florida.
Pull a mugshot.
What the hell is this?
If I had to guess, this is the person who stole your identity.
Every day I'm hustling.
Sandy Bigelow. Patterson.
Every day I'm hustling.
Your receipt.
You know what? Keep the card. Done.
Look at her. She's like a hobbit.
I can handle her. I'm going after Bilbo.
This is crazy. You don't chase criminals. You're not Batman. Oh, my neck.
Neck hurts, huh? Why don't we swap information? Sandy, Bigelow, Patterson. Bigelow is such a rare name.
It's a family name. Jeremiah Bigelow was a pretty well-known bear hunter.
Sounds brave. Here's my driver's license with my name, Sandy Bigelow Patterson. Gotcha. We're gonna have a little talk.
We can be adults about this.
Yeah, let's. Oh, thank God. You're all right, though, huh?
Yeah. Rental car didn't even have a scratch on it.
Woo! That's great news. Car's fine. What's more important?
Oh, you should put your hazards on.
Outlaw.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
Corpses do not think. They do not bleed. They are incapable of remorse.
Nice watch. I don't want to be this way. I'm lonely. I'm lost. Wait, I'm literally lost. I've never been in this part of the airport before.
I want to spend my life with a girl like you.
Say something human. Nailed it.
Dad, he saved my life.
I don't understand, but he's changing, and he's learning to be human again.
Don't be creepy, don't be creepy. Oh, man.
Shoot on sight.
We're their food source. They are not becoming vegan.
If you say
warm bodies, be dead.
Too much.
Rated PG-13, February 1st.
This song, Apex Predator.
Just a taste.
Everybody, welcome back to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley, with our special guest co-host, Robin. Say hello to everybody, Robin. Robin.
I'm here. Hello.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
I got it.
Live show. All right, that was the amazing OTEP off her brand new album, Hydra, and that is the brand new single, Apex Predator. Make sure all you people that want to see the video, we've gotten to see the video, or at least a little sneak peek of it, and it is sick. It is amazing, actually. Beautiful madness is what I would say it is, but that's because I just read that on her Facebook page. But that being said, from what I've seen of it, it is an intense video. It is not for children.
No.
So keep your children away from it. However, there is a world premiere of this new video, Apex Predator, that is on VEVO.com, and it is on February the 25th. Once it runs, we will be posting the full video on our Facebook page. Hey, by the way, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, as our Facebook and Twitter pages are blowing up with new followers every day, and we are so grateful for that. Now, Robin, let's get back to very serious situation here is people's credit, wouldn't you say?
I would, and I was going to ask you, Mr. Credit Expert, that you are, for, gosh, almost 25 years or so, what about, like, if you had a late payment or something that was accidentally reported on your credit report. You didn't even have knowledge of it unless you pull your credit report that it wasn't taken off or that it was even reported. It's just on there. And late payments, even though you're still making your payments, they can adversely affect your credit rating, right?
Exactly. And the thing is that the way it works is that a late payment is reported and it stays on your credit report 7 years from the original delinquency date.
Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's like credit jail.
And so is a late payment like if you're 31 days past the due date? Is that when they report it, or how does that work?
Well, some creditors report things differently.
Okay.
There are a lot of creditors that won't report you 31 days late until you're actually 60 days late.
I see.
Which, for me, that's inaccurate information.
Right.
But some people don't agree with me on that.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the Fair Credit Reporting Act, it basically demands in the law that they only report information that is accurate. So if on their records, if you are 61 days past due and they turn around and report you 30 days late, I think that's inaccurate information.
It is. It is. And it lowers your credit score by having these late payments on there.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we were talking about earlier is it is so important that you look at your credit report once a year, and we are going to be telling you where you can get your credit report for free, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Also, coming up here in the next 3 or 4 minutes, we are going to play the fan choice for one of OTEP's brand-new singles, and I'll give you a hint. It's not Seduce and Destroy, and it's not Apex Predator, but it was by fan choice. So make sure you stay tuned in the next few minutes. We're going to play that song in its entirety. We'll be debuting that song on the radio.
I love, to change the subject, I love how you played that preview for Identity Thief, which plays right into the topic tonight.
Absolutely. And that is the number one movie at the movies right now. I actually saw that movie, and we're going to talk about that in entertainment news, so remind me about that, okay?
Okay. But I thought, you know, if you don't pull your credit report, how do you know if your identity is being stolen or not?
Well, and that's what I was just saying. Let's talk about – I want to talk about that movie in entertainment news because this guy could have done something that I'm going to suggest that he would have known right away that she was using his identity. Of course, it wouldn't be as good as the movie.
No. Movie aside, in reality, we need to know what to do.
Absolutely. All right. So your credit report, back to this report, says your credit report has information about your finances, your bill pay history, so it's important to make sure it's accurate, says somebody else's long-ass name with a long-ass title that I'm not going to say anymore. The good news for consumers is that credit reports are free through blank. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you
make
a little bit later.
Make them wait. Make them wait. You're such a tease.
And if you have an error... I've heard that before, actually. And if you have an error on your credit report, you can work with the credit reporting agency to, quote, fix it. But is it that simple? 60 Minutes does not think it was that simple. Mm. All right. So the FTC's report and the first major study that looks at all primary groups that participate in the credit reporting and scoring process, consumers, lending, data furnishings, which include creditors, lending, debt collection agencies, and the court system, the Fair Isaac Corporation, which develops the fair credit reporting scores, and the National Credit Reporting Agencies is based on 1,001 participants. Now listen, it's not 1,000, it's not 999, it's 1,001.
And they just want to make sure.
That makes me not believe the study, though.
Well, maybe they have a reason for having that number in there, something, you know, with the way they compute it out.
That's a possibility.
Who knows?
See, I like you being the optimist there because I'm like, really? That makes it sound not
realistic. Well, these people that do all these reports and statistics and everything, they have these numerical reasonings they put into things, into the equation.
Okay.
I don't know.
If you say so, Robin. If you say so. Okay, now for all you OTEP fans, This was by request, and I'm actually very excited to play this song. It's off of OTEP's brand new album, and it's called Crush. And it's Credit Talk USA's fan choice for tonight. Here you go, guys. Here's the song in its entirety, debuting on the radio. Credit Talk USA, Worldwide Lives, Artist of 2012, OTEP. Hydra is the name of the album. Crush is the single. Take a listen. Hydra, And it's the single called Crush. Call your radio stations. Also, you can buy OTEP's brand new music on iTunes, on Amazon. And for all you cell phone people, on Google Play is also carrying the album. Like I was telling you before, one of the best albums and a must-get album of 2013. Hey, Robin, you're new to hearing OTEP. What'd you think?
I liked it. It's good. I like how she said, you're ignoring me.
I know, and I was like, how can you be ignoring her? She's yelling at you. You can hear her.
Right.
I don't think there's a way of being able to ignore her, and if you're ignoring her.
I think it was sarcastically subliminal.
I think very, very much.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our song pick of the week, which I so, so much love. If you watch the Grammys, there's a hint to this. This gentleman is returning to music after 5 years of no music, several movies of acting. Any idea who it is, Robin?
I have no clue.
All right. Well,
I don't want to give it away.
I want you to try to guess. Do you know,
though?
I
really don't.
Okay.
I really, really don't.
Somebody's not reading what they're being sent.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just playing.
I know you are. All right. So this gentleman, 5 years took a break in the music industry, and now is back on top. Over 400,000 copies of this song sold in the first week.
I know.
It is the one and only Justin Timberlake. It's called Suit and Tie. It also features Jay-Z. And it's Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live's Song Pick of the Week. And it's new, and it's dangerous, and everybody is in your face. It's Justin Timberlake, Suit and Tie, featuring Jay-Z. Take a listen.
Ready, JT?
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking. Hey, going out so hot, just like you love it. And I don't burn myself, I just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and it's so nice. Hey, baby, we don't mind all the watching. Hi, cause if it's dirty gross, real gross, they might learn.
Everybody, that is the one and only Justin Timberlake as our song pick of the week. It's called Suit and Tie. It's out right now on iTunes and on Amazon. Robin, what'd you think?
I liked it. It's kind of catchy.
It's a throwback. It's a throwback to the old times. And I've actually heard bits and pieces of his new album, and it's going to be simply amazing. All right.
That's good to have him back.
Absolutely. Now, we need to take a quick break, and as we go to break, this is Taylor Swift, and she is never, ever, 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 ever getting back together with any of her exes, which is kind of funny. But you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join the show, 619-638-8513. Also, make sure that you stay tuned if you would like to get information about OTEP's world tour. You heard me right. OTEP is launching a world tour. We'll tell you the name of it. We'll tell you how you can win tickets. This is Credit Talk USA, Worldwide Live. Don't touch that dial. Here's Taylor.
Ever. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine. Ooh, 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 ooh. You called me. Tonight.
You wanted a war? You've got one.
Dallas is back. And this time, the Ewings aren't just after money and power.
It's good that he thinks he has a chance. That'll make it hurt more when he loses.
They're after each other.
Sounds like a threat.
It is.
You said you had everything under control.
The return of TNT's deliciously fun Dallas.
I am coming for you.
In a two-hour premiere event you won't forget.
Barnes is going to make a play for the company, and he'll stop at nothing to get it.
And the first episode of Larry Hagman's final season.
This is going to be my masterpiece.
Dallas, never turn your back on family. Two-hour premiere, tomorrow at 9, only on TNT.
I think I'll be ready for round two.
We all know the Duquesne history.
In the last year, Lena Duquesne has been in three different schools in three different towns, and in every one of them schools they had accidents, even deaths.
Is that her?
I'm not afraid of you or your evil kind.
I like you.
You don't know anything about me. I don't know who I really am inside. I don't know what I'll be.
Our words, our language can't explain all that there is.
My powers will be claimed free to the light of the dark. I have 75 days left.
If she goes dark, will you shut her out too?
You think Lena's a good girl now, but it won't matter.
You want to be like a normal human? What do you think that is?
Lena!
I don't believe that we have one fate and no choice. We make our own lives.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
Welcome back to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Atchley. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio, and we have a special guest co-host, Robin. Say hello to everybody, Robin.
Hola.
Get our Spanish audience out there. I like that.
Exactly.
We'd like to welcome everybody in the United States and around the world to America's number one credit show. Hey, you don't believe me? Google us. You'll see.
That's right.
All right. So that was Pink, Blow Me One More Kiss, off her number one album, The Truth About Love. It was her first number one album in the U.S. Can you believe that?
Wow.
She's had like 15 number one hits, but the entire album it was the very first album that went number one. Also coming up in the entertainment news, coming up at 9:50, coming up, what time is, where are we here? Coming up, 6:50, excuse me. God bless. Coming up at 6:50, Central Standard Time, that's where I'm getting screwed up, is the time zone, Robin. Help
that's
me out
right.
here.
I'm trying.
We'll be talking about Lady Gaga. We just got news she has canceled the rest of her tour.
I haven't even heard anything about her in so long.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Sounds like she dropped off.
All right, so basically the ending of the FTC's report, Congress was directed the FTC to conduct a study of a credit report accuracy and provide intern reports every 2 years starting in 2004 and continue into 2012. The final report is due in 2014. So here's what they did. 1,001 participants, remember we made fun about that.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
They reviewed 2,968 credit reports, and why the difference is because every consumer has three credit reports,
mm-hmm.
with the study associate who helped them identify and correct possible errors on their credit reports. What do you think about that, Robin?
I don't know if I trust it.
I don't trust it at all. Be honest.
Know.
Come on. Stand up and let your voice be heard.
I just don't know. I mean, I don't know if I trust any of those credit reporting bureaus and the people they've got to investigate them. You need to be responsible for your own credit report and really be proactive about that. And, you know, a wrong address doesn't hurt anything. Look into your – it's going to be several pages if you've been alive for any length of time. And so you've got to really be proactive and look through it.
That's right, because it reports your information for 7 years.
Exactly.
And then people were getting emails saying, does it report criminal information? No. At this point, it does not. Does that mean it might in the future?
That'll be next.
It could.
Yeah, yeah.
They're also talking about reporting medical information on there.
Oh, that just doesn't seem right. That seems like Big Brother. They're getting into our business too much there with reporting your medical, I don't know if I agree with that at all. There might be some lawsuits there.
I'll tell you right now, I don't agree with it at all. I think it's a complete invasion of privacy.
Well, I was reading about some of the consumer lawsuits filed against the credit bureaus and that they typically involve complaints just about credit report errors, and it jumped to a new record high last year.
Do you remember what that was?
2,249, I believe, last year.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So let's be a friend here and tell you where you can get your credit report for free. Now, everybody, listen up. I'm going to give you some time to get a pen. Do not go and Google a free credit report because it will come up with all kinds of things that, guess what? They're not free.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they say freecreditreport.com, is that free, Robin?
No, it's not. They trick you. They trick you. I had a good friend that signed that up before she even asked me and talked to me about it. And I think it's some kind of little print says within 30 days, and she got charged $99.
Absolutely. They tell you they don't charge. That's one thing. That's how they snake you. They ask you to put your credit card information in. And listen up, everybody. This is free. F-R-E-E. That means you don't have to put your credit card information in there. If they're asking you to put your credit card information in there,
it's not free.
Stop. You're at the wrong site.
Exactly. There's a reason they're asking you for it. They're not just going to, like, you know, keep it quietly safe for you.
No, but what they do is they'll hold on to it for, like you said, 30 days,
mm-hmm.
90 days, and then boom, they'll hit you with a charge.
Because you forget. You forget, you know, you had that 30-day grace period or free trial period, and then, you know, you just happen to notice that your bank account dropped. And you think, what did I buy?
Well, exactly. You know, we've talked about this in the past about where I think that, didn't you have a situation where you were out of town and your debit card or credit card got fraud on it?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Tell our listeners about that.
Well, thank goodness I'm with a great bank, and they actually sent me a text message that said that British Airways airline tickets were attempted to be charged on my card. And they
now, did you ever do a transaction with British Airways?
No, I did not. I've not done that.
And what was that insane amount they were trying to do?
Well, first of all, they try to charge a small amount. And then if they can verify it, which means they also have to try to have access to your email or some way to verify your bank account, have access to your username and password on your bank account. And you know, 'cause not every bank is so, you know, careful for you.
Yeah, so, they don't look out for you as much.
But I've had that happen twice. I had another one that was a deep sea computer that tried to be charged on my account. And this was like within, you know, 3 years apart. So I don't know how they get your information. I don't know how that's done. I don't know how they have these little scams that they run.
Well, and then a member of my family had some truck stop try to take off like $400 on his debit card.
Right.
And, I mean, that's just crazy that these people, I'm speechless, as you can hear, and I'm not ever speechless. But the thing is that why do people think they wouldn't notice that amount of a charge? Do you think they have the ability to see what your average daily balance is, maybe?
I think a lot of people don't check that closely on credit cards or even on their bank account debit cards. I think that they take a chance that you just may be the kind of person that has several credit cards and you just pay your bill when it comes in and you don't really look over your bill. You'd be surprised how many people don't really look over their accounts.
Well, you know, this would be a great show for us to do, for us to talk about, you know, making sure that your bank account and your debit cards and your credit cards are protected. So maybe we'll talk about that again. All right, everybody, hope you have a pen and paper. Get ready. You want to go to www.annualcreditreport.com. So it is annualcreditreport.com. Now listen, if it asks you for a credit card number, do not, one more time, do not.
Proceed.
Exit. Run.
Immediately. Run, Forrest.
Run, Forrest, run. The thing is that.
And annualcreditreport.com, they don't ask you for one.
No, and this is a government situation webpage. This is something that, you know, you had to get that they did in reference to an agreement of a judgment settling with the government in a lawsuit. But the thing is that you want to make sure that you do not get hooked into the fact of putting your credit card information in there, because you do not need to do that.
Right.
Period. And also remember, guys, that we will be posting the articles that we're talking about on our Facebook and Twitter page. And please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Robin, isn't it amazing how many followers we keep getting?
I've noticed. It really is just popping up there. And, you know, I think it's just word of mouth and people calling into the radio show. It just spreads the word. It's great information, and everyone needs to be, you know, like I said, proactive in checking on their own life and their business.
Absolutely. And guys,
you give such great information for people. I really have enjoyed reading what information you're putting out there, and I enjoy being part of this.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You're
enjoying
welcome.
Having you also. It's good to have a second voice, because anybody who thinks they always have the wrong answers is an ass.
You mean the right answers?
Exactly. Thank you. See, I knew I'd get you to laugh. I like
funny
that.
Boy.
But the thing is that everybody, you should pull your credit report as part of your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, exactly.
Every year, pull your credit report.
Well, I read on what you said here. It says errors in credit reports can cost you a loan, a competitive interest rate, a job, security clearance, and insurance.
That's right, security clearance. Like if you want to be a Navy SEAL or something, bad credit, ain't going to happen.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Ain't going to happen.
Or I guess it says here a job. I wonder if, so you apply to get promoted or get a job, period, they pull your credit report.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, something that's on there that's not even yours or it's been misreported, you need to be aware of what's on your credit report. It's so easy. It really is very easy.
So make it part of your New Year's resolution to to pull your credit report, and only do it on what website, Robin?
Annualcreditreport.com.
What if they ask you for your credit card information while you're filling it out?
Well, they won't on annualcreditreport.com, but if they do on any other website, you click that little X and you get out of it. I've got one of my browsers says, "Get me out of here."
I like that. Does it talk to you?
No, it doesn't. It just has a little pop for malware or something, and it'll, you know, adware, and it'll just say, you know, high risk, get me out of here, with a little check mark by it. And it's so cute. It pops up.
I like that. That's a good thing. All right, everybody, we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to come back and have Robin's favorite deal, our favorite report. What's it called, Robin? Holly Weird Report.
Yeah.
Coming up on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. And, boy, we've got some fun information. Also, stay tuned. We have OTEP tour news. Is this really her last tour? Is this really her last album? We're going to answer all those questions to the best of our ability. Coming up next, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Well, I'm your host, John Ashley, with your co-host, Robin. Say hello, everybody, Robin.
Hello, everybody, Robin.
On Blog Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Let your mind take a little back road, just as far as you want to go. Baby, I'll do whatever you want to do.
We gotta cut the card. You don't pay your bills.
I pay my bills. Swipe it one more time. Nothing wrong with that card.
Randy, go get a debit
Sandy.
Card.
Sandy?
Yep.
That's un nombre de una mujer. Yo soy Sandy. Oh, mi nombre es Sandy.
I bet that was hurtful, wasn't it?
Hurtful.
Exceeded the credit limit. I used the card for coffee and gas.
Florida.
Great Beyond Water Sports. Never heard of it. I'm in Colorado. We don't have beaches. You know, we're landlocked.
Patterson, you missed your court date in Florida 3 days ago.
I've never even been to Florida.
Pull a mugshot.
What the hell is this?
If I had to guess, this is the person who stole your identity.
Every day I'm hustling.
Jamie Bigelow. Patterson.
Every day I'm hustling.
Your receipt.
You know what? Keep the card. Done.
Look at her. She's like a hobbit. I can handle her. Going after Bilbo.
This is crazy. You don't chase criminals. You're not Batman. Oh, my neck.
Neck hurts, huh? Why don't we swap information? Sandy, Bigelow, Patterson. Bigelow, such a rare name.
It's a family name. Jeremiah Bigelow was a pretty well-known bear hunter.
Sounds brave. Here's my driver's license with my name, Sandy Bigelow Patterson. Gotcha. We'll talk.
We can be adults about this.
Yeah, let. Oh, thank God. You're all right, though, huh?
Yeah. Rental car doesn't even have a scratch on it.
Woo! That's great news. Car's fine. What's more important?
Oh, you should put your hazards on.
welcome back to Credit Talk to you Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Anchley, with Robin. Say hello to everybody, Robin.
Hi.
And that was Whitney Houston. What an amazing voice, right?
It was beautiful, yeah.
Okay, this is our entertainment news, the Hollywood report.
I love that.
And we're going to start it off with probably the biggest story in news was that as of Monday was 1 year that we lost that great icon. Whitney Houston drowned in her bathtub, or did she? You know, there is an investigation going on right now that she may have been murdered.
Really?
Yeah, there really is. There's some pretty significant evidence that the LAPD is not releasing, that they're working in a joint investigation with Beverly Hills Police.
Wow.
And
I have not heard that.
Well, they're saying it was some drug dealers that she owed drug money to.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, you know, she had there was cocaine found in her room.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just.
But, you know, it's sad. It's just sad. Any way it happened, it's a sad end to her life.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is that do you remember where you were when you heard that she passed away?
I do not. I do not remember where I was.
I was at dinner with about 15 people, and you know me. I'm on Facebook all the time.
Yes.
And so my friends rely on me. My friends and family get their news from me. And so it's kind of funny because it's not funny. But we were all sitting at dinner, and all of a sudden I started getting all these texts that Whitney Houston was found dead in a hotel.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a joke. I really
she
did.
She was appearing that night, wasn't she? At a
and I had just
Grammys
a few.
Or something?
Yeah, at Clive Owens. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was in very poor taste that he went ahead and had the party.
Yeah.
And what's the really sad thing of this whole thing is her body was still upstairs because there were so many paparazzi surrounding the hotel that safely they could not get her out of the hotel.
Yeah.
So for me, I just thought it was in poor taste, you know. And then this year again, Clive held his party at the same hotel. I would have thought out of respect for her, you could have at least moved it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's California, for God's sakes. I mean,
there's
how
a lot
many
of nice
famous
hotels.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
The Roosevelt Hotel, which is where I was for New Year's, by the way.
Maybe it was a tradition.
It is. But change the tradition. You lost your number one artist.
Yeah, but it wasn't his fault.
Or was it?
I don't think so. Crazy.
I'm just trying.
Crazy man.
You know, the thing is the last song that she released was called I Look to You. And if you listen to the words of the song, it's like lost touch with my soul, lost touch with my heart. I had nowhere to go. I had nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the words and you look at her, she's almost at peace, like almost like she knew she was going to die.
Well, maybe that was, you know, her way of saying goodbye to her fans and whatnot.
And she was looking up at heaven
mm-hmm.
when she was singing.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we'll
it was
never
a year.
Know.
Yeah, exactly. It was a year ago on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit more positive information. You know, Whitney Houston, we hope you continue to rest in peace because she was a very much of a troubled soul.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said in our song pick of the week, Justin Timberlake performed at the Grammys. My favorite performance of the Grammys was the Bob Marley tribute. Did you see that?
I did not get to see the Grammys.
Well, you're going to get to hear the tribute.
Okay.
Here it is. On